And in this interview, we've got Rebecca, who's from Collegiate Montessori, who's going to tell us a little bit about careers in that field. So can you give us a bit of background first, Rebecca, please?
About myself, yes, certainly. I actually came to early years education having been in a completely different career and basically did my MVQ level 3, which qualifies you to work in early years. Generally speaking, children who leave school at 16 start with their MVQ level 1, but it depends on the qualifications that you've got. Early years education, there are a lot of preconceptions about it, as to basically it's sitting down and just playing with the children, and of course we love to do that, but it's actually very, very similar to the sort of things that children will be doing in a primary school as they get older. The early years foundation stage, which is the curriculum for early years, covers 6 areas of learning. There are hundreds of criteria within those 6 areas of learning that children are constantly having to be observed and assessed on. So there is, like teaching now, there is a lot of paperwork involved. There's a lot of also other areas where we have to look after children with regards to safeguarding. We have big responsibilities now with safeguarding children. There's an enormous amount of legislation around that. So a lot of what we are doing, you could actually say, is almost akin to being a social worker, looking after families, protecting children, also very much accessing facilities for families in the local community to ensure that they're getting the support and the help they need. It might be with housing, it might be with benefits. So early years education is not just about education, it's very much looking after families these days.
And what kind of people would you be expecting to come forward and be successful in a career in this field? What kind of personal skills would you want from them?
Obviously, it goes without saying that it would be somebody who has a great love and enthusiasm for working with children. And we use the word love very deliberately because children need to feel nurtured, cared for, appreciated and loved when they're in a nursery environment. It's vitally important to our parents that they feel that they are leaving their children in a safe, happy environment. And of course the education side as well, so that children are stimulated, they're interested, they're excited and motivated to learn, so that by the time they go to school, they're ready to take that next step. So you need energetic, enthusiastic people who have enormous amounts of energy and have a real love of children. I would say those are the main things that we will be looking for.
That's wonderful. And of course there are other sides to applying for jobs, and what would be the expectations in terms of a level of achievement from people going into this profession? Would it be A-levels, university, GCSEs?
Basically, there are many routes into early years education. You can literally leave school at 16 and do vocational qualifications. If you wish to, you could do a degree at university, which would be the early years degree, which would take you obviously into a higher level of early years, potentially looking at a management role of something of that nature. There are lots of management roles out there where people aren't just running one nursery, but obviously a lot of nurseries are part of a chain now, so they might be actually looking after several nurseries all at the same time. So the career path, basically, you can start at an entry level, but you literally can go on to a management level where you are looking after large number of children and even in quite a large number of nurseries. So very much depends on how far you want to go and what you want to do. Myself, I started out right at the bottom as a classroom assistant, and as I say, I'm now a principal of one of the largest nurseries in Sheffield. So the progression is there if you want it.
A lot of the professions this evening are you would expect to see often males in. We've got the services here and they're dominated by males, although women are now making more entry. Would it be the other way around in early years, mainly women, or would you want to encourage boys?
Sadly, it is very much a female orientated industry, although that is, as you say quite rightly, it is starting to change. We feel it's really important that boys have male role models in early years education, and certainly we very much encourage to have more male staff in our nursery. But it is a battle at the moment, but we're very keen to win it.
That's been very helpful indeed. We're almost at the end of 3 minutes, so thanks a lot, Rebecca.
You're very welcome. Thank you.